Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and verses 36b through 43. The Reverend Brian Heller is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. Jesus put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And a servant of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.' Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' He answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed is the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. O Lord, have mercy on us."
Thanks be to God.
In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Wheats, weeds, bundling, and burning. What in the world is Jesus talking about here? Well, thankfully, in this parable, Jesus tells us exactly what he's talking about when he explains this parable to his disciples. But here lies the problem. The explanation that Jesus gives is an explanation that our sinful nature despises. When it really boils down to it, the parable of the wheat and the weeds calls us Christians to two things. First, to be patient, and second, to trust in God. And no doubt most of us find that these two things are all too difficult to do. Because let's face it, aren't we just like the servants in the field? That when we see the evil mixed in with the good, those weeds with the wheats, we want to help God out and get rid of what we think is evil. But the master says something surprising to us. He says, "No. No, it is not your job to fix people. It is not your job to save people. When it comes down to it, in the end, it's not even your job to do the reaping. That belongs to the angels." Yet we see all this wickedness around us. We see wickedness that occurred over the past weekend. We get frustrated. We get angry. And rightfully so. But in this parable, especially what complicates the matters is that evil is not always so well defined. Because the weeds that are sown by the enemy, the Greek word for that weed is that it looks like wheat. It looks normal, like it should be there. Today, if you drive north on I-55 into Illinois, you'll see billboards boasting that you can get safe abortions there, as the enemy tries to normalize this horrific, murderous act and make it look safe and make it look like wheat. But as Christians gather here this morning, we aren't fooled. Instead, we're frustrated, we're angry, we're impatient. Come on, Lord, look at all the wickedness around us. Certainly, you need our help. Again, the Father's answer comes to us. No, do not try to clear the field. Because with the Master, he is full of mercy. He is patience. The Lord shows great mercy to those that we consider sinners. He is the one willing to spare the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah for the sake of 10 righteous people. He is the one who sends prophets to this heathen city of Nineveh. He is the one who loves humanity so much that he even forgives those who murder his only begotten Son as he dies on a cross. The Lord is patient, and the Lord is merciful. He extends that same patience and mercy to you. Because when it comes to these troublesome weeds, they're not just on billboards outside of this building. Consider your own hearts. What is there? Greed, lust, envy, pride? Yes, indeed, our hearts are tainted with sin, and for us, this is maybe even more frustrating because we have been baptized into God's holy name. We come here morning after morning to receive the Lord's gifts and his word, and yet we know we're still going to struggle against sin in our hearts every single hour. There is wheat, and there is weeds, and they're all tangled together, and we just want it to be over. We want to be free from our sinful passions that keep us in shame. And we don't want to wait for God's timing. We don't like this now but not yet. That the kingdom of heaven has come, but has not yet come to its final fulfillment. So then in our sinful hearts, we grumble. Come on, Lord, let us help you out. Because those things that I don't want to do, I know are wrong, I keep on doing, I keep on failing to do the things that I know are pleasing in your sight. Can't I just help you make it right? We want to take the job of cleaning our own hearts into our hands. Maybe the more pious I can be, the more I can clean that sinful, rotten heart. Maybe if I live more liturgically than my neighbor, this will somehow help God out when it comes to my repentance. Now, to be clear, acting for the good of our neighbor, doing good works, speaking the truth in love, are indeed good things in and of themselves. But where we run into trouble is when we impatiently trust in our own ability to fix things. Whether it be people, situations that we see around us, perceived injustices, and that we trust in those things over and against trusting in God who calls us to serve others in love and leave the rest up to him. In our sin, we always want to be active rather than passive. We always want to do rather than to receive. Repent. Christ will purify in his own time. He delays because he is merciful, and he doesn't delight in the death of sinners. Where the old man in us is frustrated and annoyed at this, the new man is thankful. Thankful that Christ has not bundled us up and thrown us in the fire as weeds, as we deserve. Thankful that Christ himself has bore our sin upon himself and died on the cross in our place. Thankful that in his glorious resurrection, we are given a victory we don't deserve. It is this new man that looks forward to the time when Christ will come again, when those angels reap those weeds away, and we will live with Christ forever. Until that time, let go of trying to save society. Find comfort that the problems in this world are not yours to fix. That is not your burden. Instead, as faithful wheat, receive the gifts from the Master. Receive his divine name. Receive his true body and blood in his Holy Supper. Receive his forgiveness of sins, his life, and his salvation as he gives patiently to you the gifts of eternal life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now may his peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.